Well, Operation Delta Shield's COVID-19 vaccination blitz hits Tasmania's west coast this week, with the first community clinic in Queenstown with Strawn and Zeehan following. I'm now joined by the Deputy Secretary, Department of Health and Commander of Tasmanian COVID-19 Vaccine Operations, Dale Webster. Good morning, Dale. Thank you for joining us today.
Good morning, Cameron, and it's my pleasure to join you.
And thank you for bringing your clinics to the West Coast too. May I say, the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, has heaped nothing but praise for Tasmania, calling us the capital of COVID vaccinations around the nation. You must be pretty happy with how it's going so far.
Look, very happy with how it's going so far. We've still got a long way to go, and I should emphasise that. You know, it's great. We're at 63% of Tasmanians over 16 have stepped forward. We've had a lot of 12 to 15s also come forward just in the last week or so and make their bookings, or their parents have made bookings. So that's really pleasing. We want to keep going. We really are serious about, you know, getting as many people vaccinated by Christmas.
Yeah, so we can be prepared if it may come down here. People are saying it's almost inevitable, so at least, you know, we're in front of that. But there are obviously a few people who are reluctant to get vaccinated for whatever reason. What's your message of encouragement to those people to get the jabs?
Look, and rightly so. You know, there's a lot of messages out there from a lot of different areas about this and that with the vaccines. But what I would say to people is, you know, the truth of source is the Therapeutic Goods Administration. They've approved the vaccines that we use in Australia for use in Australia. We have confidence in them when they approve anything from our Panadol to our morphine. So we should have confidence in them to approve our vaccines. Mm. These are safe and effective vaccines, and they are available free in your local area through Oakle Medical. And, of course, we're helping out Oka Medical by coming around over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, which is fantastic. I'll just mention that I've had my first jab. I'm having my second jab today. So far it's pretty painless. I haven't had too much of the side effects, so it's really good. It's fine. And let me say, too, some of the things I've seen on social media, how big the syringes are. They're not that big at all. So if anybody was frightened about that because of that, it's fine. It's even probably even smaller than most other syringes. So, yeah, that's pretty good. Okay, let's talk about the clinics. Where and when, please?
Yep, the first one is this week on the 9th and 10th of September at Queenstown Memorial Hall. Now, we'd prefer bookings, but we will actually accept some walk-ins on the 9th during the afternoon and on the 10th during the morning. So if you, at the last minute, decide I've got a bit of time, you can pop in on between 11 and 5 or 8:30 and midday, and we'll do you as a walk-in. But as I said, prefer bookings. Wait at 1-800-671-738 to book. We're also off to Strawn Golf Club on the 16th and 17th of September. Again, you can make bookings. Depending on how many bookings we get, we might take some walk-ins there. And the 23rd and 24th of September at the Zeehan Heemskerk Motor Hotel, and again, prefer bookings, but we may take some walk-ins.
And there are plenty of bookings still available, that's right, isn't it?
That's right, so lots of bookings available, and, you know, if it books out, I will add some appointments just to make sure that everyone can get through the door. And if you can't make it on our days, you know, I'd emphasise Oka Medical and on the West Coast are also taking bookings.
Okay, great. I'll update it later on this morning if we get any further confirmation on that too. So thank you very much. I think we've covered it all. Thanks for joining us today, Dale. And look, all the best as you continue with the clinics.
Thanks very much, Cameron, and best of luck around there.
Thank you very much. There you go. There's Dale Webster, who is the Deputy Secretary of the Department of Health and Commander of Tasmanian COVID-19 Vaccine Operations, joining us this morning here at 7XS.